Hey there, this is Rich Pav. Did I turn it off? Just a minute. This is Rich Pav. Remember me? From www.hellofromjapan.com. My new binaural microphones just arrived this morning in the mail. So I'm going to start podcasting again. My old mics broke a long time ago. Set up here. I don't remember how long ago. I think they broke like last summer. I never fixed them. So I ordered a new pair, and actually they're better made than the last pair from the same person, from the same company that I bought them from. Squid Audio. No, Giant Squid Audio Labs.com. Thank you, turnstile. Yeah, I like to start off with the sound of me getting out of the train at the station where my company is. But I was busy playing Nintendo and listening to the Ramones. And I missed it. So Tony has a PSP. It doesn't work, and I hate to admit it, and I haven't told him this. The reason why his PSP doesn't work is because I tried to install the homebrew firmware, so that you can run backup games and do all sorts of stuff that Sony doesn't want you to do with the PSP. I followed the directions online. And I turned it into a brick. And then I put it back exactly where I found it. So we're gonna have to get that fixed. But Tony doesn't play the PSP. Even before Daddy broke it. I didn't tell anybody. I will get it fixed. He plays Andy's Nintendo all the time. And I like to play the Nintendo too, the Nintendo DS. I could never get it away from him to play with it. So I bought my own. So if anybody out there has Animal Crossing, that's what I used to. I play it with Tony to teach him English. If you have Animal Crossing and you want to visit my little village, just as long as you don't chop down my trees or make all my little animal friends hate me, check my blog for my friends code. I'll try to keep it on. Screens. Oh, they're just doing a little construction over there in the building. Okay, I'm gonna get coffee. We don't have a Starbucks at this station. I'm gonna get some Tully's coffee. So let's see if we can get some Japanese lessons in here.
Konjitsu no kohi wa nan desu ka?
Guatemala. French roast ga kaite imasu. French roast desu ka? Ja, grande to hai, ato nanka no shotto. バニラショット。
バニラシロップトッピングで。
はい。
ありました。
シロ
ップ。420でございます。コーヒーをもらいます。グランデバニラドリッ
チ。20円あります。
Thank you.
Sorry for the silence there. I was at the little stand where you put the stuff in your coffee, and I didn't want to talk. The guy would think that I was talking to him. The guy next to me that was putting stuff in his coffee. But could you hear me think? I was thinking, I hope this is interesting, even though I'm not talking. So now I'm standing at the corner waiting for the light to change so I can go to work. How late am I? I'm 10 minutes late. I check my mail too. Somebody just handed me a little flyer for a restaurant that's close to here. It's a tempura restaurant. Tempura restaurant with three different menus here. There's a $40 menu, a $75 menu, and a $100 menu. God. I guess that's how they pay for printing all the flyers. This coffee is good. Got French roast with vanilla syrup in it. And then across the street, you can see there's a little mini police car parked on the corner. And there are two policewomen ticketing the mopeds that are parked there on the sidewalk. See, in Japan, you don't have policewomen, they have meter maids. Ride around in mini cars. Sorry for the wind noise, but these microphones didn't come with wind screens. So there are no female policewomen in Japan. There are only meter maids. And when my sister was here, she would tell, at the time she was a police officer. And they were like, no, no. Really? Did you carry a gun? She'd say yes. And then she would say, I know what they're going to ask me next. I know what they're going to ask me next. Did you ever shoot anybody? No. She's not a policewoman anymore. She's a housewife. She just parked my car and skipped. Oh my God, listen to that noise. Oh ho. I'm going to have to figure out how to get windscreens for these. So, since I've been away, let's see, I started making friends in real life. It's hard to make friends the way that I live, because I lived 3 hours away from Tokyo. Sorry, I lived 2 hours away from Tokyo. It's a 4-hour round trip every day. So, if I go out at night, that means I end up going home, end up getting home, usually after midnight. And then I gotta wake up in 6 hours to do it all over again. And I just can't sustain that. I can't survive on 6 hours of sleep for a long time. Which is why I'm guzzling coffee right now. But anyway, I have started hanging out with people. There's a guy who used to listen to the podcast when he lived in Germany. And now he works just right up the street from me. I mean, it's not even 5 minutes away from where I work. So we've gone out a few times. His name's Matthias. Yo, Matthias. And we're going to work together on some videos, along with one of the guys from the Trans-Pacific Radio Podcast, which is a very good podcast. If you want to listen, if you want to learn about the news in Japan, that's a really great podcast to listen to. They focus a lot on political news, but it's a short podcast, comes out a few times a week, and it's worth listening to. Especially for me, because I don't read the newspapers here in Japan. So I get all my news from the Trans-Pacific Radio Podcast. So, before I started on the tangent, I went home over Christmas vacation. And, you know, it was the first time in 4 years since I was home. I had forgotten about how different America is from Japan. I read stuff on the internet about people who are really, really into everything Japanese. I mean, I could probably do a podcast about the garbage that I see as I walk down the street, and somebody would be interested in it. That would be a good podcast. I could pick through people's garbage and videotape it. I think somebody would watch that. And how anything that's different about Japan, people are just, you know, gaga over it. About how we have different cell phones and how new gadgets come out in Japan a little bit earlier than in the U.S. And I just thought that it was all overblown. That, you know, people are fascinated by this simply because it's just a little bit different than what it is, you know, in the U.S. or other countries. And then I went home. And since I hadn't been home in so long, it was like visiting a foreign country to me. I really noticed the differences this time. And, well, I don't want to diss anybody's country, especially the one that I was born in. I like Japan better in many different ways. I just sloshed my coffee. I feel more comfortable here, even though I'm sort of on the fringe of society, I guess. I'll never be accepted as a Japanese. It doesn't matter how much Japanese I learn. It doesn't matter how many years I live here. People will always see me eat with chopsticks and compliment me on my dexterity. People will always ask me the questions that they ask to foreigners. And that's okay. But there were things that really stuck out. Like, for example, the stores like Target and Walmart, Circuit City and Best Buy. You go into those stores, and the stuff that they offer just looks like cheap plastic crap. I had no idea that the cell phones in the U.S. were so behind the times. I should do a video cast about on my cell phone. It's not even a most recent model, but it has GPS. It's like 2 years old. It has GPS. So I can, like, for example, if I'm in a place where I'm not familiar with the surroundings, I can pull out my cell phone and call up the map. It'll show me where I am, and I can say, well, where's the closest restaurant, or where's the closest bank teller machine? Hey. And it'll show it to me. That was my coworker just walked by. And it was that kind of thing. The kind of technology that you take for granted, that you use every day, that you really miss when you see it, when it's not there. We went to New York City with the kids just in an afternoon, because I live about, well, my parents live about maybe 3 hours away by bus. We got out of the subway up in the street, and it was just so different from Tokyo. Even the subway was so different from Tokyo. The subway looked like just a hole in the ground that had been neglected for maybe a decade. The subways, to buy a ticket on a New York subway, you have to wait in line for about half an hour because there's only one ticket machine. Whereas in Tokyo, there's a whole wall full of ticket machines, and you don't have to wait at all. And maybe, you know, maybe there's one or two people in front of you at the most. Just little things like that. I got up on the street of New York City, and I'm so used to just pulling out my cell phone and figure out where we want to go that I hadn't really prepared for walking around New York City. And so we walked around lost for a while, and my mom wasn't too happy with that. And just the whole atmosphere of New York City, I don't know if I was just too paranoid, but I just had that feeling like you really have to be careful. You really have to hold on to your things and be aware of your surroundings and make sure nobody's, you know, checking, scoping you out, because we look like tourists and probably we look like an easy target. But I didn't feel comfortable there. And I never feel that way in Tokyo. I can walk anywhere at night and know that I'm not going to get mugged. Even, I guess, what you would consider the most dangerous neighborhoods of Tokyo are actually safe. Like, for example, Kabukicho, because there's a lot of nightclubs and hostess bars and strip bars and massage parlors and fuzokuten, which are the shops where you have sex. I mean, that's and just regular restaurants too. There's all that stuff in one neighborhood, and there's a lot of crime there. But the reason why it's so safe is because the criminals that run the businesses there want people to come. So, and if it wasn't safe, then the people wouldn't come. So it's kind of funny that the neighborhood with the most crime per square meter is probably one of the safest. All right, here comes another coworker. I don't want to explain why I'm talking to myself. Gozaimasu. So there was just a whole lot different about America that, all in all, sort of after the 2 weeks were up, or the 10 days were up, I just kind of felt like we wanted to, I felt like I was ready to go home. And my wife didn't come, she had to work, so it was just me and our two kids, Tony and Andy. Tony's 9, Andy's 6. And they play with my sister's kids. My sister's 2 years older than I am, and she has two girls that are also 6 and 9. So the four of them played together really, really well. And I was worried about their English, especially Andy. Oh, Andy was completely in his element. I think he was actually happier in America than he was in Japan. He had so much fun. And he had no problem communicating. you know, he knows about 10 words in English, and he used all of them all the time. And two of those 10 words are fart and booger. You know, so it was everything booger, fart, booger, fart. But hey, as long as he's speaking English, I don't care what words he uses, as long as they don't make my... as long as they don't freak out my mother. My kids don't know any curse words. But, yeah, well, it's time to get to work, right? So I'm just going to put this up, and sorry for being quiet for so long, but I'll try to put them out more often. Okay, talk to you next time.